B98.5 and Western Pest Services have teamed up to answer the question, what's bugging you? During the summer months, you'll enjoy barbecues and family trips, but what you might not enjoy are those summer bugs. Sean Landers from Western Pest Services has joined us today.
We've been talking about a lot of summer pests, and maybe one of the most painful ones that you might deal with during the summer are yellow jackets and hornets.
Yes.
Terrified of these things.
Yeah, as well you should be.
So what exactly can we do from ruining our summer activities?
Well, these are one of the ones we talked, you know, on another segment about some of the household pests and just kind of taking care of things yourselves. These are probably two of the critters that I'd recommend getting some professional help with. And the reason why is they're just plain mean, unfortunately. They're just they're not easy to get along with. If you leave them alone and they feel like they're, you know, okay, and you're not going to infringe on their territory, they're okay. But a lot of times you can walk right into a habitat and not even know it. A lot of these nests are hidden in trees. A lot of people get tagged when they're mowing the lawn. There's that ground nest that pops up and then suddenly they're feeling the stings. Speaking of stinging, I mean, these things, yellow jackets in particular, they're known to sting multiple times, unlike just a conventional honeybee, which stings you, it loses its stinger, and then is done. Yellow jackets will just keep on going at it, so they can kind of just be particularly nasty that way. The stings are very painful compared to some other bee stings out there, and they will actually chase you. So if they've identified you as the perpetrator on their environment, they will key in on the pheromone that you give off, and they will chase you through the yard, bypassing everybody else, because you're the one that they want to take down. So that's pretty intimidating.
You sound like you're speaking from experience.
I can speak from experience on that one for sure. And these things love natural coverings provided by the eaves of our house, or the, you know, the cover of our pool, the backyard swing set. So these are all areas that we're spending a lot of time in. So a lot of times, unfortunately, we find out that there's a yellow jacket nest or hornet nest there when it's too late. And by then, now we've got to address it, right? Because we've already got a sting, or we've got some allergic reactions, things like that. So better left to the professionals.
Right. So not treating yourself, not a good idea.
Not a great idea. War stories on that end. We won't get into it.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So how often do you treat for yellow jackets?
So there's a couple different ways. Obviously, there's kind of the old tried and true. Hey, I found a yellow jacket's nest. We need it treated so we can send somebody out, like send a professional out, and just dispatch and take care of what we've identified, an active nest. But we do have some newer technology, which is pretty fascinating and intriguing, that allows us to target the food source that yellow jackets prefer, which is mainly protein. A lot of times they'll actually feed on roadkill and things like that. And so we use a bait that kind of mimics that, and they feed on it, and it helps try to reduce and even eliminate sources of yellow jackets right around the home as much as possible to kind of give you the relief that you're looking for.
Yeah, so that would go into like the next thing about preventative measures and all
right.
That kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
So
I
understand. Gotcha.
Okay.
Our food itself is bringing them in.
It is. Yeah. I mean, they are attracted by both proteins and sweets.
Yeah.
You know, we've all heard the stories where somebody left a can of soda, you know, on the picnic table, and then they go to take a swig and there's something, you know, buzzing around in their mouth, and hopefully they don't get stung. But that has been known to happen. So you got to kind of keep a tight lid on those things. Mm-hmm. But any type of food, they're attracted a lot of times to the same things that house flies are attracted to, which is garbage, meat, dead carrion, things like that. So, like, you know, obviously those are the types of things that they're there for, and
right.
We're in the way. And a lot of times that's what puts us in harm's way.
All right. So, folks, now you know. Clean up after the barbecue.
There you go.
Don't treat it yourself.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Sean.
Yes.
And thanks to Western Pest Services, where they answered the question, what's bugging you? Western Pest Services, 97 years young and 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Visit westernpest.com/radio-bug for a special listener rate. More info at westernpest.com.